that after you graduate from this class, you will respond to God's call to make someone else a disciple. So here, we are calling for disciple makers. So you will respond before God that if you will like to be a disciple maker. Let me give you the job description of disciple maker. It's to establish a new Christian into the disciple of Christ. And this is for next year. So your prayer is for God to give you a spiritual child to nurture in the year of 2012. And to keep in touch with this person every week for at least 3 months. That means in the year of 2012, you have at least 3 months keep close touch with this person. And you will encourage him or her to stay in God's grace. And help this person to establish the spiritual disciplines that's characteristic of a disciple, like worship, Bible reading, prayer, fellowship, witnessing, etc. All the good stuff you learned in Master Life. So this is the job description. So I encourage you to pray for this calling. See if you will respond to God, that you will pray to God that in the year of 2012, you will be a disciple maker, and pray to God will give you a spiritual children to nourish. And the qualification for this job is very simple, that you are a practicing disciple of Christ. That's all it requires. So I hope many of you will respond to this calling. At the end of this Master Life, by November 20th, I hope many of you will respond and let me know. Our church is going to designate one Sunday to be the commissioning day, that all of you who wants to be a disciple maker will be commissioned at a Sunday service this year. So the church will recognize you, brothers and sisters will recognize you, and we will pray for you and put you into the hand of God, and he will send you out. So next year you will be a disciple maker. And please be responsive to this calling. That's my personal prayer. And those who are willing to be a disciple maker, please respond to me by this date, November 20th. November 20th is also the last day of the class. At that day, we'll have a spiritual gifts workshop. This is a much simpler workshop, and we'll give you a final exam. Basically, we'll ask you to review the main concepts of Master Life. And the next Sunday, November 27th, we'll have a graduation celebration at the dining room. It's a joint session, so the morning class and afternoon class will come together. And don't forget, you are asked to give me an evangelism report. You have about 1 month to get it accomplished. So you will share the gospel of Jesus with an unbeliever. You will do it by November 20th, and on that day you will turn in a one-page evangelism report to me. For Christian discipleship, you should commit this definition into your memory. In your small group time today, you will share this with your group members. Okay. So you know Christian discipleship is developing a personal, lifelong, obedient relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay. And we talk about disciples' mission. A disciple's mission is to glorify God by being a lifelong obedient disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the heart of a discipleship. And it's to glorify God by making disciples of all nations. Okay. And we'll join God's mission. So you'll be a co-worker of God on this earth to exalt Christ as the Lord, to reconcile the world to himself, and to establish his kingdom. You do that one person at a time. You'll make disciples. You'll be a disciple maker. Okay, disciples' mission. We have 6 weeks study this subject. We just finished week three, establishing spiritual children. So 3 weeks to go on this book five, book four. Let me show this diagram to you one more time. You will need to commit the whole diagram to your own memory. You'll be able to draw it. So follow the instruction on the back pages of your book. You know there are five stages, okay? And your job is on the bottom first. Your job is to witness to the spiritually dead. And when they respond, they accept Christ, they'll be your spiritual child. And your responsibility now is to establish them. This is what we learned last week. You will nurture them with God's love and God's truth. And they will develop into a spiritual disciple. And at this time, you will train them. They have to go through some steps to do some disciplines. They will work hard and they will mature. And they will mature into a disciple maker. That's what we are calling now, for you to be a disciple maker. To a disciple maker, your job is to equip him, put tools in his or her hand, so this person can reproduce another disciple. Then gradually, this person will be a co-laborer in ministry, and then we're going to commission this person. And then the ministry will grow. Then we'll have many collaborators, co-workers. And then the church, the mission, the ministry will multiply. And the scales on the left side, that's your responsibility from 10 to 1. On the other side is that person's responsibility. It's reversed. And this is what we call the master builder. Okay, in your book, last week, the focus point is Jesus' Great Commission. And it's very good the way the book presented. It helped us to refocus and re-understand this simple command that you go and make disciples of all nations. And we remember Christ said, do this by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And you will teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. So we understand the mission itself is not to go, but it's to make disciples of all nations. And by doing three things to accomplish this mission. First is by going. So you will step out of your comfort zone. Maybe just go to this city in LA, maybe go overseas to get in touch with some unsaved people. And then it's by baptizing. You will baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. How many people I told you last Sunday that registered for the baptism?
Nine.
Okay, yeah, praise the Lord. We have 11 now, so
wow.
Praise the Lord. This is a record-breaking baptism for our church. I think that's because you are attending Master Life. You are disciples. So we give glory to God. And you will do teaching. You will teach them to obey Christ and get disciplined. All right, then we'll take another look at this three aspects, going, baptizing, and teaching. Okay, your book talks about going. It talks about the word go in the Great Commission is a participle. So literally, it means as you go. It's a continuous action. Make disciples of all nations. Make disciples comes from a word that means to make learners. Okay? Students. or to turn into disciples. So this suggests the process. It's a process. Making disciples is a process rather than an instant occurrence. Once we understand it's a process, things get easier. The hard part is for you to understand it's a process. So it takes time for a person to develop. Okay. And the next is to baptize. Baptizing, it teaches, it's about the open commitment. Shows that you are committed to Christ. And you'll be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's the one God who revealed himself in the three personal aspects. All right, and teaching people to observe. This is the more difficult part. That you will be a teacher. You'll know how to teach this person, this prospect, and help her to grow. So, teaching to obey. Teaching to observe can also be translated. Teaching to obey. We now remember obedience is the identifying mark of disciple. Teach this person to obey, to guard, and to keep inviolate. It communicates that discipline is not finished until the disciples are actually doing Christ's commands. It's a long process. You have to commit yourself into this process wholeheartedly. And there's a very good quoting. It quotes Herschel Hobbes' words. It says that true evangelism. Evangelism is more than winning a person to Christ. It does not end with conversion any more than a full life ends with birth. It's only the beginning. Herschel Hobbes is a Baptist pastor and scholar. Many of the Southern Baptist articles regarding the theology is written by him. And this is a very good reminding from him that true evangelism doesn't end with birth. It's only the beginning. All right, then last week your book talks about Barnabas, and I encourage us to be encourager. Okay. Encouraging new Christians is an important way you can nurture new believers. And we like to ask how to encourage a new beginner. You can remind them of God's truth, use God's word to encourage him. It will encourage people, okay, if you use God's word. And by urging them to remain true to it, true to God's truth. And there's a good saying that sometimes just a reminder from an experienced Christian, that is you, that you remind this person of God's grace and provision, that itself is a very encouraging nudge to a new Christian. Sometimes it's just a few words. You spend 1 or 2 minutes and it's a good encouragement to that person. So it's not too hard to be an encourager. Lastly, there were guidelines to follow up in your book that you read last week. Let me review these 5 guidelines to you. First, you need to tell the person why. You tell that person why you are giving him training in discipleship. Why we are going through this? Why I'm teaching you? Why I ask you to study the Bible, to get baptized, to attend worship? Why is important? So you will explain it to this person. Then you will show the person how. You actually show this person. Let me show you how to read the Bible. Will you like to open your Bible with me? Let's turn to I'm not asking you. You say to the person. Tell him, open the Bible with you and tell him how to read the Bible, okay? And tell him how to pray, how to overcome temptation, etc. You may use what you have learned in master life to teach him. And then number three, get the person started. Okay, this is important. You say, okay, like for example, you tell this person, tomorrow's Monday, let's get started on Monday. Okay, tomorrow you're going to start reading the Bible, one chapter at a time, etc. So move him from the information stage to the action stage. Get him started on reading the Bible, attending worship, etc., all the spiritual disciplines. Even more harder thing than getting started is to keep him going. It's easier to get people started than to keep them going. They need your encouragement every week. So meet with him or call him weekly. Get in touch with this person, your disciple. Keep in touch with him for at least 6 weeks. In our church, the calling is ask you to get in touch with this person for 3 months. Then lastly, help the person reproduce his or her faith. Once he grows into a disciple, then he will reproduce. All of this is in your book. So I encourage you to read them again. I think it's in day 5. Okay, now we are going to have a role play of this hand, the gospel hand. Oh, just a second. Let me say a few words about this. Welcome to God's family. You read last week, there's a tract. Welcome to God's family. Thanks to Yishen, she has put an order of this. So it will be 1 week later, but next week we'll have it for you. And you even can keep some for yourself to help other new Christians. And it also mentioned about this survival kit. 中文叫做存活宝剑, huh? It's a very old Southern Baptist stuff. Okay? It has been there at least 30 or 40 years. And it's very useful. We used to use it to help the new Christian grow. You can buy it yourself. It's only $4.85 from LifeWay. And if many of you want to buy it, you can just together go purchase it. Or if you want to buy the Chinese edition, it's called 存活宝剑 1. Okay? You will buy the 成人版, huh? Not the 儿童版. Huh? When I first got it, it was called 初信者成长指南. Now it is called 存活宝剑. It's published by the Hong Kong Baptist Press. All right, and then you can use Master Life, what you learned in this discipleship, to help people, to follow up the people. Okay, now it's time we have a role play, how to use the gospel in hand. Who are the people who's going to do this? Oh, I have JT and Diana, the couple will come up here.
show you his divorce. And this pen actually is from the life. So yeah, just have your pen. So and this thumb represents you, and we're talking about the life. So I'm going to put down the word. Tells them what went wrong.